Last time on Book of Spring.
Concerned about Rhonda, the party heads to Rhapsody Roads to turn in their job and gather information. Colleen swipes a secret mission envelope while everyone is distracted by Mr. Becky Ann inviting them all to his birthday party. They begrudgingly accept and then take another job for Rainy Ranch. All right, so we all figured out what we're going to be doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I do now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, we got luck. So what's that for us again?
You, me, and Colleen can re-roll one check.
Re-roll one. Okay.
So like, and you get to pick it. You don't. It's not like the first thing you roll. It's just like,
yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
And it's like anything today, I think.
Yeah, you've got 12 hours. So, I mean, if you don't botch anything here, probably for the rest of the adventure.
Okay.
So, all right. So we've all got our nets. Mm-hmm. So Jake and she didn't even tell you guys her name.
We never asked for names.
We never asked for a name.
It's fine. I've done things where I've done work for people like randomly and we never introduced each other. So
I'll just call her lady.
Okay.
Like, hey, lady. Well, sheep lady.
Human lady with freckles and silver hair.
Yes.
Sheep lady.
Okay. She didn't even ask your guys' names.
Yeah, whatever.
She's gonna see us after today, probably. She's like,
maybe,
does she live alone with her cats?
Yes. You can make that assumption.
Okay.
Okay. She did say my husband used to sing.
Aw.
Hmm. Okay. Anyway.
Until you turned into cats.
Life one is day, weird. One day I woke up and he was five cats. I don't know. Life is strange. I don't know what to tell you.
I forgot that since part of the reason I chose farmer is I actually got +1 to my condition check.
Oh, nice.
So I've got a 9.
Okay.
Nice. Even betterer.
Even betterer. Let me try and figure out what the target number is for
condition
check.
Yeah. So let me, I'll start singing a lullaby before
sure.
we get started to like just soothe.
Okay.
Does that count as a performance?
You will be singing this almost entire time that you are rounding up these sheep. There's only 15 sheep though. So
I guess what I'm saying is, do I get to give these guys a buff?
Yes, if you do, yes, they will get a buff to their checks.
Okay. I will. Do you want me to roll for that?
Yes, please, because okay. The sheep might hate it.
That's true. They may not like fish lullabies. I got a 6. Well, with the way performance works, as long as I don't fail... I kind of succeeded. It's just not amazing.
Did you get a fumble point? No, I don't think a fumble point can help get it.
I could re-roll it. Is it bad enough that I will fail?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll re-roll it. I got a 10.
Okay, that's way better. Ooh. I was looking for 7.
Okay.
So you weren't off, but yeah, I mean, you were off by 1. It would have not been terrible.
I do not. I do not have a re-roll, but you guys still do.
Are you thinking of your...
Oh. What's the title of this lullaby? Today is a good day to go to sleep.
Today!
On the ocean's blue. Rocked by the waves. I don't know. I'm bad at this.
No,
you could have said rocked by baboo and it would have rhymed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a song that you sing to your grandkids.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I was going for.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, On the Waves of Blue, Rocked by Babu. That's cute. Okay.
I like it.
Okay, great.
So, we're going to do that.
Is it still raining outside?
Yes.
Okay, I have rain boots, so I get a +1 on anything related.
So, the target number, how we're going to handle this is you're going to be making hard labor checks.
Oh, God.
I know. Poor Babu. But all you're having to... Babu, you're going to do something different, because you're not doing the...
Can I... Well, I guess since I'm hurting, I could argue that I'm doing it intelligently.
Yes.
Which is
because
good.
You're doing with the pole, you're pushing them. Hard labor is strength dex.
Oh, yeah.
Babu is not built for hard labor.
No. And Babu, what you need to do, because you are basically finagling and like calling them down, they're following the little sheep on the pole that you have into the nets... is more of an int spirit because you're singing and being that way.
Being sweet.
Yes. And so today's weather is... So you guys have to roll better than a 7.
Okay. I'm going to concentrate.
I got a 10.
Okay, good.
Concentrate is half my MP, right?
Yes.
It's half my MP. So I'm now 7.
Is it half of what you have left or half of your total?
half of it just keeps halving.
It just keeps halving. So I have
14. I could concentrate for 7.
Yeah.
And then if we half something, but we're at an odd number, do we round it down?
Round it up.
Round it up. Because right now I'm at 7.
Because the game loves us.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got +2, and that's 10.
Nice.
And then didn't we get something for him singing?
You got plus one.
+1.
+1, so that's 11 for me.
I got a 16.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
12.
Nice.
Solid.
So, yeah, so what it looks like is, you know, Bobby's singing his song, and then kind of pushes, and these, like, three Nimwisps see the sheep and hear him singing, and then he'll put it over to the net with Jake and Freckle Lady. Yep. And they'll scoop him up and then bring him over to a holding pen. And then they put them in there, and then Bobby will do that again and push these sheep dreamily over to Colleen and Arthur, and you guys will wrap them up and then put them to the holding pen, and it'll just happen like that. It goes for maybe like an hour or two. You guys did a really good job, and you get all 15 sheep into the corral. Yay!
Go team!
Team!
Whatever we are.
Dream
team! Jake and Co!
it's a placeholder.
I don't know. We'll have to think about names.
Yes.
Three humans and a dog. Or no, not a human. Excuse. Elf.
Yes.
There's only one human.
One human and three things.
Three humanoids and a dog.
One human and miscellaneous.
Could we play off of that? Like, just, that kind of name. I don't know. I'll think about it. I'll come up with some good ones.
All right. And so Juniper Lady looks to you guys and says, that was awesome. Amazing. I can't believe we did that so easily. Sometimes they just random spooking. Your singing was beautiful. What's your name, sir?
I am Babu.
Babu. Beautiful singing. That was excellently well done.
Babu leans at her. She's like, be careful about her. She's got cats.
You guys did an excellent job. Thank you so much. So the next step we got to do. Oh, did you have something you were going to say?
We didn't really introduce ourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got so... His delightful greeting just pushed me right into getting ready for the day.
I forgot as well. Yes.
So my name's Juniper. And you're Babu. You're... Sorry, I didn't get your name.
Jake.
And she looks to...
I'm Arthur.
Arthur. Great.
Colleen?
Arthur Drake, you said.
Yeah.
Got to slide into Drake.
And she says, from the Drake family from Dragon Song.
That's right. Happy to help.
A lot of my sheep's wool tends to go to their guys' family.
We put it to good use.
Is that actually, and do you have a cape on? I can't remember.
Yeah. I call it a windbreaker. It's basically a cape, yeah.
Well, I'm so grateful for your guys' help. Next up is the actual shearing, and I will show you how to do this. It's really not that hard. Their fluff just comes off pretty easily, and we don't use metal shears. it looks like play school, like kid scissors,
right.
But it actually cuts really well because it's so delicate and fine, but surprisingly durable. So you guys don't have to really worry about nicking them. Like, their underskin is pretty good, and they don't really have any folds or anything in their skin. So here, I'll show you. And so she brings out this, like I said, play school set scissors and just shows how to shear these sheep. And she gets out some for you guys and says, all right, go for it. We only got somebody to do. Yes. Did you have something, Kristen?
Not really. I was just wondering, like, Colleen just loves these things.
Yeah.
She wants, like, a bouquet of like the little dandelion fluff things, and she wants to like hand feed them. So like, if she wants to distract some while somebody else shears them.
Okay, that's actually a great idea. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Yeah, they love clover. If you want to pick up some clover, and if you guys, if some of them start to act a little anxious around you, feed them. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Because so if Colleen wants to do that, feed the sheep while other people are cutting, I say you'll get a +1 from that. So
could I like? I feel like this would go faster if we did it as a team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I, like, pet one on the head and be, like, singing to it while we're...
Sure. +2.
Okay.
So they're getting fed, and...
I also,
I don't suppose my thing as a hunter and an artisan would help me in shearing these things at all, would it?
My
experience.
Yes, you would be very dexterous at like harvesting materials from monsters. Okay. So this would be like harvesting material from a monster, right. Essentially.
Okay. Yeah. So would. Yeah. So I.
You could do dexint.
Yes. It's just dexint.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And Arthur.
I'll be helping with shearing too.
Okay. So basically, Babu singing. Colleen is feeding, and then you two are just going. Vroom, vroom,
yeah, vroom, vroom. One on each side. Just like
meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, so Babu, I'm not gonna make you perform again because you already did it, and it's gonna be the same song. But I think we should because there could be like a mess up. Does that make sense?
That's fair.
Okay,
I could always.
So for Arthur and Jake, you'll be rolling Dex Int.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to concentrate again, so that's four.
Yes,
Babu will be doing what you did last time, and Colleen in spirit?
That would be my guess.
Okay.
Are we outside? Would I still get a bonus from the rain boots for the weather?
Yes, you're still outside.
Okay.
I just want electricity shape in the rain.
Yeah.
I got a 13.
I got a 7.
Ooh.
What were all the bonuses?
That's a 4 plus.
Indy for weather. And then
you can re-roll that if you want.
You have a luck,
so I can re-roll that.
Yeah. I'm going to concentrate again, probably.
That's a lot better. That's 12 plus 2, so that's 14. And then do we get the bonuses from these guys?
Yes.
So that's another 2. Because
they succeeded. Well, Colleen's going to roll 1 second.
Okay.
I got a 13 plus any other bonuses from anyone else.
1, 2.
15.
Yeah, 15. Okay. Your luck roll came in, Jake, and mm-hmm. so like you're picked up your shears.
He's got 2 shears because the 2 of them are not doing anything, so he's got extra one. And he's like when Yoda was fighting Count Dooku or whatever his face was in Star Wars. Yeah, that's what he's doing with these sheep. He's just like all over them, and it's just like so fast.
it's like arrow, exactly.
He's just like doing it, like jumping around them and like sliding underneath.
Edward Scissorhanding.
Arthur's just being, sorry.
And when he's done, he just lands and then like does like an anime pose, and then like the wool just. Falls off.
And it
swoops
out.
So you see him dancing around it, and then like a minute later he's done, and it just falls off the sheep. Like, whoa.
Wow. Beautiful. And the sheep just goes.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened?
All right, Arthur.
It's a little bit different on Arthur's side. he's so used to cutting monsters now. It's just like very methodically just like taking off huge chunks and just like sliding off.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like an assembly line.
Gotcha. And then Babu's still singing his little happy. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like petting like right above their eyes.
And they'll just, the way that they do it, they sniff Colleen's hand and go, and this huge tongue comes out and licks it all off of her hand.
No, it's so yummy. Goes,
and there's a little like lips smishing to get every little bit of the clover.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys do that pretty well, pretty fast. So another couple hours go by as you do 15 of these sheep. And Juniper has been collecting it in bags, and mm-hmm. they're kind of, as soon as it comes off the sheep, it doesn't, it'll float away, but it tends to like settle. So it's no longer, it's like sheep, this is, it has to be on the sheep to actually make it fluffy.
Yeah.
But it still has a very light feel mm-hmm. to it. Like this is, I don't, have you all ever felt like wool? Like actual, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It can be pretty dense over time, like a packet, but this is all very, very light.
Hmm.
Like kind of like polyfill almost.
And does it lose all of its electrical components as soon as it's detached from the sheep?
Yeah. And the sheep no longer are sparky either.
So they're just floating naked sheep.
They're not floating anymore. They just kind of like act like they're getting their sea legs or their land legs back.
Right.
So they have sea legs. She's like, wow. Awesome. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Let me talk about payment.
I'll take 5 badges.
You guys got 350, I think, from last time each.
For what?
Scramberries.
Oh, scramberries. So that was gold or 350? Okay. I can't remember if I included that or not.
I have no, like, yeah.
Yeah, I have no
idea.
I'm
very bad at keeping track of that stuff.
Because I have like 2,200 on here, but I haven't erased it or anything at all.
All right. So I have payment for you guys. You'll get paid each. And she hands you these little woven bags. And this is just a extra thank you. This is made from Nimbus wool. Aww. These little pouch. It is completely waterproof. And because of their nature, they, insert GM voice here, they do not, there is no size to it.
Okay.
Because it's light.
There's no size to it?
Like usually some eye carrying size capacity. Ones. Yeah, thank you.
Just like the badge case we got.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This imaginary space.
Yes. And you, she was like, you guys can open it if you want to. It's 350 gold each.
Okay.
For
you.
In the bag?
Yes.
Ooh.
I have.
This is a level five job, or yeah. level three job.
I'm at 2,550.
You get a yellow bag. Babu gets a gray bag. Colleen gets a orange bag. And Arthur gets a green bag.
Which is really convenient because dogs can only see yellow and blue.
Oh, really? She didn't know. She just randomly gave you.
What color was mine again?
Gray.
No, I'm. I don't know. It's
ageist, but fine. I'll take it.
I don't know if that's accurate. No, as far as like the pugs in this scenario, I think they could see more colors than that. Otherwise, they'd suck at the crabs.
Yeah.
But like, no, that's the fact. Is like dogs only see in shades of blue and yellow.
Oh,
so, right. You know. No red.
Do you guys have your paper that I need to sign for Rhapsody Roads? I can post that job.
Yes. Let me. If you could sign that, Juniper.
Juniper. Cat lady. I like the lore that her husband is now five cats. So how do you think that happened?
Which?
Yeah, obviously.
What happened there? Her husband suddenly turned into five cats.
He was having an affair with a witch. The witch found out that he was married and was like, "For your sins, you shall be five cats for eternity."
Hmm.
You will go into the afterlife cats.
So is he like five cats are immortal then? Or is. For eternity, but then he's also going to the afterlife as five cats.
I was imagining it as five cats that have a normal cat lifespan and that go to heaven or hell as a combination unit.
You know, I actually really like the idea that the witch had enough foresight to like be like, I give you immortality, but in case like the world blows up, you know, if you go to the afterlife, you're five cats still.
You shall never be free from your curse.
That's a really powerful witch. It's not really a witch anymore. It's a god.
It's pretty much.
I mean... Also, none of this is real. So.
Yeah, we're just making it.
We're just spitballing.
We're just filling in the empty space where Amber's signing as Juniper.
Yep. Okay, Juniper, she signs it. She hands it back to you, and she says, I thank you again for your time. Anytime that you're in Stormbrook, please stop by. I would be more than happy to make you dinner, talk to you about your stories and travels.
Are you hitting on me?
No.
She hitting on Arthur?
No. She
maybe me.
Talking to all maybe of everybody.
Is she hitting on all of us?
Jake, specifically.
Please,
Jake.
I'm very lonely.
Picked it up.
I'm a teenager.
I'm so lonely.
What if she turns us into cats?
I always enjoy when travelers come through and we get to spend some time together and I get to hear about the
okay,
world.
Okay, bye!
Okay, bye!
Jake does a dramatic turn and is like, my job here is done. He just starts walking away.
You don't happen to have a cat named Rhonda, do you?
Rhonda? No. No, but how did you know I have a cat?
Oh, well.
I didn't tell him. I told Bobby.
I don't know.
No, it's fine. It'd be funny. You could have easily, during all this time.
I mean, you wear a lot of wool, and, you know, there's a lot of cat hair on you.
Oh, yeah, it is very difficult. It is one of the downsides of having animals as pets.
Yeah, I feel you, and I pull up my pant legs. I pull up my pant legs to show my big woolen socks, and they're full of cat hair.
You just can never get rid of it, can you? It always sticks with you.
The only reason why I laugh so hard is the phrasing is animals as pets. I was like, yeah, humans as pets is a lot harder.
I love how I phrase that, too.
There's a lot more upkeep involved in that.
Also, there's a lot of moral problems with that.
And aftercare.
I did say that weird. I say things weird when I have to talk a character all the time. All right, so what do you guys do now? It's about dinner time.
Should we get our badge?
Oh,
yeah. Let's go turn this.
And then celebrate with dinner.
At cafe? There's not really anywhere else to eat in town.
You have, the inn has a dining
room. Oh, right. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys will head back to Rhapsody Roads. Yes. You'll turn it in. You will get a badge that has a little happy rain cloud on it. Any luck on that team name? That group name?
Oh, shit.
Just asking. I mean, no pressure. I'm just saying if you did have any. Did have one.
Traveling Buddies.
The Happy Traveling League?
Happy Traveling League? There's only four of us. Come on. We're not the League of Super Friends.
We're not super.
I have no idea.
Okay, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm still passing. I got nothing right now. Nothing good.
Don't have to. It's not a requirement at all.
It would just make my life easier.
Yes, it would, actually.
Please make my job easier.
I already have so much pressure for keeping secrets. She doesn't. What if she's changed into this character?
Well, because I was not saying that in character. That was my fake voice.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you each get a badge that has a little happy rain cloud on it.
All right.
Happy rain cloud badge, and I put it on my head.
I have been writing these on the back of my inventory sheet.
That's fine.
I will put that sucker on my bandana with my other badges.
Gotcha.
Your bandana's going to get very heavy.
I'm a strong dog. Come on.
If we go eat at Cafe Egg, we can eat and also talk to them about Rhonda.
Yeah, but then we'd have to talk to them.
Yeah, that's a plus.
God damn it.
Is it a plus because it makes Amber do more work?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's
we get to talk to old raccoons.
Old, senile, sad
family. They seem pretty happy.
Because they don't know any better.
They don't know the horrors of the world.
Ignorance is bliss.
So you're getting ready to leave Rhapsody Roads. Where do you guys go? It's about 6 or so o'clock at night.
Probably need to get some dinner, yeah?
Din-din.
You guys hungry?
We hungry for din-din.
We've had a long day of working.
So many sheep.
At least 10.
15.
I know it was 15, but that's at least 10.
All right, where do you guys go to?
Where are we staying again?
Thistledew Inn.
Do you really want to go to Cafe Egg or...
I mean, I think it'd be funny, but it's up to you. You're our leader.
Okay. All right. We'll do it. The food was pretty good. I'll give them that.
All right. So you remember what it looks like? It's this little old cottage, eclectic stuff.
And it's the old raccoon.
Yeah. So you open the door, ding, ding. And
what's his wife's name? Or did he have a wife?
Anna.
Anna?
Yeah. He'll see you come in and go, hello, young ones. We don't have a job posted today.
Well, we've got a job for you.
What? A commission?
You could say that.
I've already started this great painting. Would you like to see it?
I hope it's just a stick figure.
You all inspired me last time, and so I started to draw a memory.
And so he brings up from behind the podium.
Okay.
A blank painting.
Better.
No, it's like what Jake's or John said, where it's like it has this, it's the outside where you guys were mashing the scranberries. Mm-hmm. And there's this smear of green over top of this giant tub, which looks like the leaf that was there. Mm-hmm. And he's got like a speck that has music notes coming out of it. It's Thistle. Mm-hmm. And then you see various forms that are supposed to represent you all. Like there's a small stain covered looking misshapen potato of a dog. I have Babu has his beard is just very exaggerated and also dripping in like cranberry juice.
Gross. I love it.
And Arthur's kind of looking like you could kind of see like the shape is very rectangular and like it's kind of like picking his feet up gingerly, and then Pauline is just kind of like stomping in there. But it doesn't look like the proportions are just a little bit off, and it's kind of half.
So like some of us like taller than others or whatever, or they're like the limbs aren't quite right.
Yes.
Like the legs are longer than the arms. The arms barely come down to the waist or whatever, something like that. Yeah. Or one arm's long.
Oh, it is such a great to see you all working together. Here is this beautiful. I have a perfect spot for it when it's done. But you could buy it.
Great.
The garbage.
Oh, yeah, Arthur feels really self-conscious that this is going to be in the wall. And he's going to be like, oh, This is supposed to represent him.
Is there a Drake logo visible on?
No,
there's
good.
No Drake logo.
Okay.
He couldn't do something like that. It's too fine.
So maybe there was a spot where there was a Drake symbol, but he kind of gave up, so he had to try to like,
a spiral.
The rest of it, so it just
it's too complicated.
Really, yeah. So there's like a weird spot on your clothes for whatever reason. Just like, oh, okay.
But here's the job, Wyatt. We got the grumblies, and we need you to stop it.
What are grumblies?
Food! Jake says food.
Oh, damn it. Oh, you want to eat. All right. Booth or table?
Table.
All right, and he'll lead you over to, like, a corner of the restaurant that has bookcases around it. Yes, John, did you something?
No, nothing.
So he'll lead you over to an area where there is a round table, and then like all the chairs are different. Like one's an armchair, one's a regular like dining room table chair, one's a patio chair, and there's like a stool, and there's bookcases all around you, and books, and all of his paintings everywhere. And he sits you here. You go, and here's some menus. And they're all different. They're all different. Not like the contents of it, but like.
I was really hoping it was the contents.
There's a Denny's menu, IHOP menu. Yeah, exactly.
What like, are you getting? All they serve is pancakes. That's weird. Mine just is nothing but burgers. It's bizarre.
Waffle House.
Yeah.
This is just the breakfast menu.
I got nothing but wine.
Hand-picked crafted menus. No, they're just different. Like, they've been printed over years, different paper, different things. And there's his own, you could tell somebody painted, like, the borders and everything to make these look nice.
Do they look nice, since you're using air quotes for that?
Yeah, do they look like Wyatt painted them?
They look like Wyatt painted them. So they're kind of smeary and smudged, and like flowers don't look quite like a real flower. And like every once in a while, there's like a little happy face in a flower. Hmm. That's cute.
You tried.
I mean, it's adorable. Anyway, here you go. Let me know when you're ready.
What's on this menu, Amber?
God damn it.
Are the prices reasonable?
Strawberry juice.
Are the prices reasonable?
Yeah, the prices are reasonable. It's like when you go eat at a restaurant.
How much gold would you say we'd take out in general just for all of us? Could we just have like a general price or whatever?
So you could do delicious meal, which is like 30 gold a person. That gives you a plus one bonus next day's condition.
Oh, for sure.
And so that's what you would probably want to do is something. I would say he serves delicious food here.
Yeah.
So it'd be 30 gold a person.
We can just reduce that from the 21.50 that we got doing this job, actually.
Yeah. Mm. What are you looking for?
I know what I want.
Okay.
I want waffles with bacon, scrambled eggs, and scramberry jam.
Gotcha.
Jam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Waffles for dinner.
This is a cafe. We serve brunch all day long.
Yeah.
Your normal parts on the menu where it's beverages, they've got appetizers, lunch, menu.
Jake, being a chef, is like, that defeats the purpose of brunch.
Oh, I'll have a cup of tea with it.
A-tea.
Is that as gross as it sounds?
It's like egg drop soup.
Do you have sweet tea?
Sweet
tea.
Okay, all right.
I like how he calls it young and we both sound exactly the same. But yeah, just if you want a salad, there's... Oh my God.
Everybody's looking at me like,
come on, Amber.
I made my order. I'm looking at my phone now.
Scramberry salad, scramberry salmon, pork loin stuff, scramberries, scramberry juice, scramberry jam, scramberry pancakes, scramberry waffles. Scramberry is the thing in this. And eggs. Right. Eggs Benedict's with scramberry hollandaise sauce.
So anytime Arthur goes to a restaurant, he wants like the thing for the place. So like whatever the special is, eggy tea, whatever the premier coffee. Scramberry.
And then you want the scramberry stuffed pork loin. Then
sure, all right, great.
Great. All right, he'll put your order in.
Putting it on his Yelp.
Yeah.
Jake orders a thick burger. He wants a big burger with the works, lettuce, tomato, pickle, etc. Honey mustard on there. Okay. Side order of fries, seasoned nicely. And then he's ordering a coffee with egg in it, raw egg.
Okay. Can do. Mm. Eat coffee. Coffee egg.
I learned about coffee egg a while ago, and it's a real thing. They say it's good. They add more
butter
than,
in their coffee now.
Yeah. So. But they add more than just the raw egg, and supposedly it's like a frothy, nice drink of some kind.
Gross.
Yep, that's what it's here.
Egg tea.
Okay.
And a salad with cranberries.
There you go. Scramberry harvest salad, waffles and shit.
waffles.
Porky, eggy, scramberry things, burger, everything.
These might be the same scranberries we squished.
I'm glad you didn't look at me and go, happy meal.
happy meal. All right. We'll be right back. Can I add with your beverages in a minute? And he'll waddle off.
I was going to say, do we hear him like wobble and crashing and stuff? Dude?
No, no.
I just kind of expect that from him with the way he paints.
Is that what you want to hear? Is this poor man fall down?
Not fall down. I just want comical ambiance.
He'll walk and he's still been holding that painting half done with him while he sat you guys down. And so he walks off with your order that he's completely kept in his mind. You didn't see him take a notepad out. He stops by right before the kitchen and hangs the painting up on top of another painting and then walks to the kitchen in order.
I'm just going to pretend there's comical ambiance behind me and all that.
Okay.
Shapeshift is a member of the Geekspective Network. If you've been enjoying the show, please leave a rating or review on iTunes. It really helps me out, and so does sharing the show with others. Thank you so much to Milwaukee Joe, Trinity Bat, Micah the Prophet, Chazmania, and Josh for taking the time to leave a review. You can also now find Shapeshift on Spotify and YouTube. Another way to help my show out would to become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. You can find me, Amber, on Twitter at Rocket Orca and at ShapeshiftCast. You can also find me on other podcasts on the Geekspective Network, such as Tales from Moxbury and Red Mage Blue Mage. This episode was edited by Rudy Basso. You can find Rudy on Twitter at Rudy Basso. That's RudyBasso. Thanks, Rudy.